15% off everything you can fit inside the bag is back at Menards. Make painting easier by using a one-coat product. Grand Distinction is an interior paint and primer in one that will give your home a fresh, updated look. Right now, get 15% off Pittsburgh products and all the painting supplies you can fit inside the bag through January 12th. See store for complete details. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Why scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed? Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Donald Trump has found himself in yet another racism scandal just days before the 2024 presidential election. Tony Hinchcliffe's speech at the Madison Square Garden rally has the former president's camp trying to desperately distance itself away from the comedian, RadarOnline.com can reveal. On Sunday night, comedian Hinchcliffe took the stage in front of 20,000 people and called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. In his speech, the comedian said, "There's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. I think it's called Puerto Rico." He also said Latinos love making babies. Hinchcliffe added, "They do. There's no pulling out. They don't do that. They come inside. Just like they did to our country." Shortly after Hinchcliffe's dig, social media users quickly started slamming the comedian. One user wrote on X, "The problem with Tony Hinchcliffe is that he's simply not funny." Another said, "Who invited Tony Hinchcliffe to MSG? What a total piece of garbage." A third user stated, "The worst of all is that Tony Hinchcliffe is not funny for a dime." Following the massive backlash, senior advisor Danielle Alvarez said in a statement, "This joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign." Besides viewers, Hinchcliffe also received backlash from Tim Walz and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Ocasio-Cortez said while watching a live stream of the rally along with Walz, "When you have some calling Puerto Rico floating garbage, know that that's what they think about you. It's what they think about anyone who makes less money than them." Walz even referred to Hinchcliffe as a jackwah. Hinchcliffe took to X to defend his jokes and wrote, "These people have no sense of humor. Wild that a vice presidential candidate would take time out of his busy schedule to analyze a joke taken out of context to make it seem racist. I love Puerto Rico and vacation there. I made fun of everyone, watch the whole set. I'm a comedian, Tim, might be time to change your tampon." Several other speakers took the mic besides Hinchcliffe, including Hulk Hogan, Elon Musk, and former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Trump's remarks regarding immigration and Kamala Harris' beliefs have also caused an uproar and were already fact-checked. The 2024 U.S. presidential election will take place on Tuesday, November 5th. Have a tip? Send it to us. Email radaronline.com at tips@radaronline.com.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit radaronline.com and hit subscribe.